All right, this is ERCOT and PUC transmission and distribution grid planning and impact on market. We will address how we can reliably plan and operate the grid given the rapid rate of new technologies being integrated into the transmission and distribution systems. Our moderator is Soojin Kim, right here to my left from NERC. She is Director of Power Risk Issues and Strategic Management at NERC. She was also a manager of reliability there and an attorney in DC before that. I didn't get a real bio, so I had to make it up. And she is my new friend. She let me speak at NERC about reliability, and I will always consider that an honor. To her left is Brian Sams, or right if you're in the audience. Brian is the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for Calpine. He leads ERCOT market advocacy in Texas and is an accomplished electric industry veteran with experience across a variety of electric market segments, including generators, retail electric providers, and investor-owned utilities. I think I've gotten to see him work in all of those, and he is great. Immediately prior to joining Calpine, Brian handled regulatory affairs for Lone Star Transmission in Texas. He was also at NRG for more than a dozen years, so there's that varied experience. To his left is Stephanie. I also didn't get a bio, so I have to make this up also. She's the Senior VP of Regulatory and Business Development at the Hunt Energy Network. Prior to that, she was at Evershed Sutherland, and we miss her because there's a lot of issues where we're like, we would go to Stephanie, who do we go to now? And she's also been a really great friend and mentor to me recently on battery issues. And finally, we have Mark Stover. He's the Director of State Affairs at Apex Clean Energy. He has over 20 years of federal and state experience, U.S. electric power industry expertise with a focus on renewable energy policy, regulatory activities, stakeholder relations, and power project development. I think you also didn't have a bio, and this is grabbed from LinkedIn. So I am very excited about this esteemed but bio-less panel. Except for Brian, who had a great one. So you get the gold star. I will let you guys go from here.
Well, Brian's the one who turned in all his materials on time, obviously. So I will not go back through anybody's bios. But I think the way we were going to go through this format was at least let everyone give a few minutes to speak and have a few talking points about their organization and their background. And I think we're going to actually start with Brian. So I'm going to hand you the clicker.
Oh,
if
great.
You can
Thank
see
you.
This.
Okay. So the way this panel kind of came together is we all agreed we're going to do two slides, and these ones over here are cheaters because they have slides that talk about their companies and, you know, what their companies support, and I just jumped in with two things. excuse me. I'm personally really excited to be on this panel with Mark because Mark is probably the person I disagree with most in this market, and hopefully we can get into some of that. Later, and it really has to do, our main disagreement is about how much transmission we should be building in this market. And I'm telling you that we build plenty of transmission. You know, this first slide on the left that shows how much the regional planning group has endorsed, you can see just a massive increase in the last couple of years. You can see that the amount of transmission system cost has doubled in the last decade from about $2 billion to north of $4.5 billion. And I think this year when the T-cost number comes out, we're gonna be above $5 billion. You can see kind of in that top right corner that we've built hundreds of miles of new transmission. And in the middle, you can see that the RTP reliability project has identified over 80 locations for new transmission. We build transmission because of three reasons. Because it's needed, because if you don't do it, you're gonna burn the lines down. Secondly, because it could be economic. And thirdly, because of a public policy goal for something like CREZ. And we've just been very, very successful in this market. And, you know, Beth was, in this last panel, was talking about, you know, toaster farms. And in the bottom right-hand corner, you can see kind of where batteries are planned, and you see a ton of batteries on the left half of the state where there's an incentive for batteries to be built because LMPs are low. So that's my my thesis on this slide here, that we build plenty of transmission. This one is kind of a boring slide with probably too much text, but essentially it says that system upgrades and the cost that a generation developer, including congestion risk, are borne by the generator. And that's been the policy in this state really since 1999.